ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Pastimes in the late morning. When dressed as a cowherd boy, Lord Krishna followed the cows to the pasture. All the people of Braj affectionately followed him on the path, bowing down before his father and mother, casting sidelong glances at his gopi beloveds, and dealing appropriately with all the others. Lord Krishna sent them all back. Then he again proceeded to the forest. What a wonderful picture. Late in the morning, Krishna, with an ocean of cows, is coming towards the gate of Vrindavan. There's a gate to the town. And all his loving devotees, starting with his father and mother, and also some of the gopis, are following Krishna along. They just cannot bear the thought that Krishna will be separated from them for a whole day. And Mother Yashoda again and again comes to Krishna and says, does some detail in the dressing and adjusts his dhoti and the belt and cries, why did the Lord be so cruel to us that you had to be born in the family of cowherd people and now you have to go out? Why is fate so cruel to us? Why couldn't you have had a normal birth in a normal family? What to do? So Krishna again and again assures Yashoda, I will be safe, mother. There is such goods, solid and substantial shade in the forest of Vrindavan. There is absolutely no difficulty at all. I will be very safe and happy and well guarded. So finally, those who don't belong to the cowherd boys turn back and go to the town. Lord Krishna then is free to enter the forest. He played for a while with his friends and then slipped away with two or three especially close friends. Eager to see his beloved, Lord Krishna happily went to meet her. When she saw that Lord Krishna had gone to the forest, Sri Radha returned to her home. So in other words, they are already in the forest, but they are not yet far from Vrindavan. And then Lord Krishna himself turns around to meet Srimati Radharani, who follows him a little bit later. Then on the pretext of gathering flowers and other things for the worship of the sun god and also other purposes, Sri Radha tricks her superiors and, longing to meet her beloved, goes also to the forest. So then it is described that some messages go back and forth. Krishna says, I'm now here and I will be in about half an hour there, and you should also come there to meet with me then. And it is described as Radharani walks through the forest of Vrindavan, a golden light shines from her lotus feet and turns the whole forest into a golden effulgence. Finally, meeting after a great effort, the divine couple, these are pastimes at midday, enjoy many happy pastimes in the forest with their associates. And now some of the pastimes are described by Brinda Devi. Sometimes Radha and Krishna enjoy pastimes on a swing, hanging from a tree branch and pushed by the gopis. Sometimes Radha steals the flute from Lord Krishna's hand. This is especially done when Lord Krishna pretends to be sleeping because he wishes to hear how the gopis, thinking that he is fast asleep and totally unconscious from resting, then the gopis talk about him, and Krishna likes to enjoy this very much. And he's a very sweet smile plays around his lips, and then the gopis point towards that smile and say, "Look how he is smiling." And the, in his sleep he must be dreaming of something special. And they continue to talk very innocently about their meetings with Krishna. Finally, some clever gopi steals the flute because Krishna has to pretend to keep on sleeping so that he hears the pastimes. But the gopis begin to feel unsure because he smiled so much, until finally Krishna explodes into laughter, thinking, "I have tricked the beautiful gopis." And then the gopis, and they chastise him, "Oh, you are so truthful. In whatever you do, even in sleeping, you are the best of all truthful men." And they begin to chastise him very severely. So sometimes Radha steals the flute from Lord Krishna's hand. Sometimes the gopis hid and made him search after them. Sometimes they teased and scolded him. Sometimes they joked with him and made him laugh. In these ways they charmed Lord Krishna and stole his heart. Sometimes Lord Krishna happily enters the forest in the beautiful springtime, and with a sprinkler sprinkles the gopis with water mixed with sandal, kumkum, and other colorful scents. The gopis respond by sprinkling him. Then Radha and Krishna sprinkle each other again and again. There's one bomb which Radharani has created from the dust of flower. It has a little, very thin and fragile shell made from something like luck. The inside are these various colors. There's a blue portion, there's a red portion, there's a yellow portion, there's a beautiful big purple portion. And then Radharani, at the proper time, when they sprinkle each other with water, she takes this bomb, which is the best of flower bombs, and she just throws it, and it comes right in the chest of Govinda and collides with a strong chest and then breaks. What this means is that because the chest is central to all his other limbs, the whole, all the colors, they mix and go all over his body, and he looks like a papagai, very colorful. And then the gopis laugh, and Krishna laughs, and, but then he gets very angry and is prepared to fight with Radharani. in happiness. Sometimes they joked with Krishna and made him laugh. O Brahmana, Narada Muni, in the forest groves, the divine couple enjoy many different pastimes with their associates, pastimes appropriate to the different times and seasons. O best of sages, sometimes they become tired. Then they sit on a splendid throne under a tree and drink nectar. Intoxicated by drinking nectar, their eyes become closed with sleepiness. They hold their hands. They are both so sleepy. And then they are attacked by Kamadev's arrows. Desiring to enjoy, they place their lotus feet on the path which leads into a forest grove. They enjoy their pastimes like two royal elephants. So then now the other gopis are also totally intoxicated by drinking nectar, and their eyes are closing with sleepiness. So they enter the nearby forest groves. Now Krishna sees all his gopi friends are intoxicated and sleepy, and they go all into different wonderful kunjas to lay down. And at that time Krishna, the original enjoyer, expands in many forms, as many forms as there are gopis, and he approaches all the forest groves where the gopis are. As an elephant king enjoys with his many wives, so Lord Krishna enjoyed with the many gopis. Then Lord Krishna, his beloved Radha, and all the gopis entered a lake. Who knows what is the name of the lake? Radhakund. Very good. Shri Narada says, O Vrindadevi, if his pastimes of sweetness are like this, then when does Lord Krishna manifest his pastimes of opulence? Please cut apart my doubt. You know, Narada Muni sees these are such human-like pastimes. But Krishna is God. When does he display this? Shivinda answered, O sage, the powerful potency of the pastimes of sweetness is only one of Lord Hari's potencies. With that potency, Lord Krishna enjoys pastimes with the gopis. So, I think this refers to the fact that Krishna expands himself, which is a total godly and divine pastimes. When Krishna in his original form enjoys pastimes with Sri Radha, he manifests the potency of his pastimes of sweetness. At that time, he does not manifest the potency of his pastimes of opulence.
Gut. Accompanied by their gopi friends, the divine couple enjoy pastimes of splashing each other in the water. Then they are decorated with splendid garments, ornaments, garlands, and sandal paste. Then, in a jewel cottage by the lake shore, the divine couple eat a snack of delicious fruits and roots carefully prepared by me. See, this is now a picnic in the forest, which Radha and Krishna eat. It's prepared by Vrinda Devi. After their snack, Lord Hari and his beloved lay down on a couch of flowers. There two or three gopis serve them. I know, for instance, the feet are massaged and such things. Served by the gopis who offer him betel nuts, that's for better digestion, fan him and massage his feet, Lord Krishna, his thoughts fixed on his beloved, becomes filled with happiness. As Lord Krishna slept, Sri Radha and her associates happily ate the remnants of his meal. After eating, Sri Radha went to the bed to gaze on her beloved's lotus face as a Chakori bird gazes at the moon. You must be knowing the Chakori bird only lives by drinking the rays which come from the moon. The gopis there gave her the remnants of betel nuts chewed by Lord Krishna. Some she chewed and some she gave to her friends. Eager to hear what the gopis said, Lord Krishna only pretended to be asleep as he lay under the covers. As they playfully joked about their beloved Hari, they could gradually understand that he was only pretending to sleep. Seeing the signs of wakefulness on Lord Krishna's face, they looked at each other and suddenly became silent out of embarrassment. They had spoken something which they thought Krishna should not hear. Then they all come around Lord Hari, who lies there pretending to be asleep, and suddenly they pull the blanket from his limbs and exclaim, "My, you must have had a pleasant sleep." They laughed and make Lord Krishna laugh also. Oh, best of sages, in this way the divine couple enjoyed a pleasant nap and a host of happy joking words. Sitting on a splendid throne and surrounded by their associates, the divine couple gamble at dice. "I have won." "No, no, I have won." They gamble at dice with garlands, kisses, and embraces as the winner's prize. You know, one time Krishna loses, but he still takes the winner's prize. And Radharani thinks this is too much. And then she just throws herself like a beautiful flesh on Krishna, and Krishna becomes so ecstatic that Radharani did that he becomes stunned and paralyzed, and then Radha easily collects the prize, which is his flute. You know, he lost, but then he nevertheless took the flute and said, "I have won." And then Radha is very determined to get the flute. joking with words of love, Radha and Krishna gamble with dice. Defeated by his beloved, Lord Krishna slowly pronounces, "I have lost everything." Taking the necklace and other prizes, Sri Radha struck Lord Krishna with a lotus flower. Oh, Narada! His unhappiness showing on his face, Lord Krishna felt as if he had lost a great treasure. Oh, goddess, you have defeated me, he said. Please take the winner's prize. To see Radha's crooked raised eyebrows and hear her words of rebuke, Lord Krishna declared, "Now I will give you the kiss and the other prizes." Then he gave her all the prizes. Then, hearing the parrots calling, Radha and Krishna bathed and decided to return to their homes. The parrots say, "It's time to end your midday pastimes." Time is also there. Other pastimes must be done. So, taking leave of his beloved, Lord Krishna returns to the cows. Accompanied by her friends, Sri Radha goes to the temple of the sun god. The Lord goes a short distance, but then disguises himself as a brahmana and goes also to the temple of the sun god where Radharani went. Requested by the gopis, the disguised Krishna, who now looks like a priest, worships the sun god. Lord Krishna then recites many, many imaginary Vedic prayers, prayers made up on the spot and filled with many mistakes. Finally understanding that this person is their beloved Krishna, the intelligent gopis become plunged in an ocean of bliss, intoxicated with bliss. They did not know who they were or who anyone else was. O sage, in this way the divine couple and their associates passed 6 hours enjoying many pastimes. Finally, the gopis returned to their homes and Lord Krishna returned to the cows. You can see, the Chaitanya Charitamrita says that Krishna's main activity is to enjoy pastimes with the gopis in the forest of Vrindavan. He has no other interest. That what that really means is that Krishna is an ocean of love, and his devotees want to be in that ocean of love. It is said when Radharani feels separated from Krishna, separated from this ocean, she feels like a doe that is jhalanka, a doe surrounded suddenly by forest fire. Or in the separation from Krishna, she feels like a fish who is jumping up and down in the on the dry land. Or separated from Krishna, she feels like a chakori bird who subsists on drinking the rays of the moon. When the moon has suddenly disappeared from her eyes, in this way Krishna is, you must think of Krishna as being the most attractive personality when he gives a sign of his love. He plays on his flute, because in this flute music the love of his heart comes through his breath, and from the flute it pours all over Vrindavan, so that the cows put up their ears like cups to drink the liquid nectar and keep it. They don't want to spill even one drop. So when the gopis hear the love of Krishna expressed through his flute, they want to see him, and seeing him, they smell his beautiful fragrance, and this fragrance is so beautiful and strong that it pulverizes rocks to pulver. Like Krishna's fragrance. Can you understand how attractive he must be? Very strong, attractive force. So these pastimes are taking all place like waves in the ocean of Krishna's attractiveness and sweetness. And there are so many waves like on the ocean here, Puri. We find high waves, small waves, middle small waves, super high waves. They are all in the same, they are of the same quality ocean, but they have a different variety. So Krishna is like that. He has his pastimes of love are all of the same quality of irresistible love, but of a different variety. So sometimes they quarrel. You have lost. No, I absolutely don't have lost. Like this. So tomorrow, if Krishna wills, you will hear the pastimes in the afternoon. These were the 6 hours pastimes in the noon, which all take place mostly in the Radhakund area. Therefore, Radhakund is most sacred to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, because for the longest amount of time during the 8 sections of the days, Krishna is together with the gopis at Radhakund. Hare Krishna.
Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe.
Rasa Bihari.